This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Welcome back. This is Enterprise Biz Bytes with Frida Liu and Audrey Raj. On the show today, we are talking about NFT art. Would you buy a piece of digital art? Why or why not? That is our question. And we don't have a poll happening on Twitter today, but we do have one happening on Instagram. And right now, 58% say no, they wouldn't. 42% say yes, they may.
Okay.
Want to. Now, that, of course, is our question of the day. You can get in touch with us and tell us how you feel about it. And if you've got your eye on a specific piece of NFT art, 018-789-8899 on WhatsApp. You can also reach us on Twitter and on Instagram at BFM Radio is our handle. Now, our next story, I know Frida is itching to get to our final story on Milo, but before that, we're going to make her wait for it.
All right.
We have a story about a supercomputer that is about to join the fight against the coronavirus.
All right. So the world's most powerful supercomputer is now up and running, and its name is Fugaku, the alternative name for Japan's Mount Fuji. Oh. So the machine was created by a Japanese scientific research institute, Riken, in collaboration with multinational IT developer Fujitsu. And it's now based in the Riken Center for Computational Science in Kobe. So June 2020, Fugaku was deemed the world's most powerful supercomputer in the top 500 supercomputer speed rankings, overtaking IBM Summit, which is a big deal, right? You know, IBM is them and their supercomputers. They've held the title since November 2018. And this has topped its performance by almost 300%. Fugaku's performance numbers are immense, with its 442 petaflops of processing power, making it suitable for carrying out high-resolution, large-scale, and long-duration simulations across multiple fields of research.
Now, if you know what a petaflop is, also get in touch with us. Teach us and tell us what it is.
It's a lot of flops.
Yes. Now, the interesting thing about Fugaku is that it was designed to be as easy to use as possible. It was designed to run simple applications like your Microsoft Word or your PowerPoint, and the whole aim of Fugaku was to make it as widely accessible to researchers from all sectors, you know, ranging from medicine to engineering to, you know, making cars.
Okay. So the head of Riken's Center for Computational Science, Satoshi Matsusoka, I'm supposed to do all this, was quoted as saying that his team aimed to build a computer that, if compared to a car, would be something fast, but that your grandmother could drive to the supermarket.
Right. So that's what they mean as, you know, it being so simple. Riken also hopes Fugaku will be cherished by the people as it can do what its predecessors couldn't, including AI and big data analytics. Fugaku recently completed a trial run and they started this last April where it worked on COVID-19 research, particularly visualizing how droplets could spread the virus from the mouth and move through masks, face shields, train cars, and even more. Really interesting.
So the supercomputer is now fully operational and will be open for shared use. Projects will make use of Fugaku's power will be selected by the Research Organization of Information Science and Technology, RIST, who have already picked up 34 projects to be implemented beginning April 2021, but still inviting more applications as part of a call for trial access projects.
Yeah, so Fugaku becoming fully operational is actually quite significant. It's a significant achievement for the Japanese computing industry because it breaks the 9-year dominance of the US and China in regards to topping the list of the world's fastest supercomputers. Now, coming back to IBM's summit, right? Now, that one held the
title since, November 2018.
Yes, you know, and now this has topped its performance by 300%. 100%. I am struggling just to understand, like how powerful this could be and what makes it as powerful. And like I said, I'd really like to know what a petaflop is. And this has like 442 petaflops of processing power, right? So what does that mean? What can it do? But of course, if you have something with this kind of power, right now, I think it's best used in trying to help us fight the coronavirus. So I'm all for this. And just a little piece of trivia before we move on to our question of the day. In 2011, K or KEI was Japan's last supercomputer to top the list, but now it has been replaced by Fugaku.
Right. So if 2011, so well done, Japan, with, you know, and named after the alternative name for Mount Fuji.
Yeah, that's something new I learned today too. On the show today, we are asking you if you would buy a piece of digital art. Why or why not? And if you would, do you have anything in mind? Share it with us. 018-789-8899 on WhatsApp, at BFM Radio on Twitter and on Instagram. When we come back, we'll do that long-awaited story on Milo.
Here's a comment from Rola. Okay. I said, art is art regardless of medium or method. If you like the piece, why not? Don't be a digitalist. Yes, I just made that up, but I wouldn't be surprised if it becomes a thing. You can trademark that role.
Okay. All right, get in touch with us and tell us if you would buy a piece of digital art. Once again, the numbers are 018-789-8899 on WhatsApp, at BFM Radio on Twitter and on Instagram. For now, here's Shocking Blue with Love Machine, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.